Canada relaxes border restrictions for Skagway tour companies crossing the border, but White Pass trains won't be making the trip. And Skagway's Northwards Writers Symposium announces its summer lineup. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. An easing of restrictions at the border between Skagway, Alaska and Canada's Yukon Territory will make it possible for tour companies to run cross-border excursions this summer. That's good news for many Skagway tour operators that take cruise ship passengers into Canada. But Skagway's largest tour outfit, the White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad, says its historic scenic trains won't cross the border despite the relaxed rules announced earlier this week. It took months of work for Yukon's territorial government officials in Whitehorse to convince the Canadian government in Ottawa to relax border restrictions between the Yukon and Skagway. First, they were able to eliminate the need for random COVID testing. Then they relaxed regulations surrounding the ArriveCan app to allow for faster processing times. They did this with input from Skagway's biggest employer and one of the most popular cruise ship-based attractions in the world, the White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. But it wasn't enough to convince the nearly $300 million tour company. On April 5th, it notified its partners it wouldn't be operating in Canada this season. White Pass executive Tyler Rose says there were a number of reasons as to why.
It really was a difficult decision. We just couldn't find a workable solution to it. It was logistics, some restrictions, the uncertainty around wait times. It just wasn't possible for us to provide the consistent high-quality service without delays, and we thought it would create a significant disruption for the passenger experience.
Rose says he understands the amount of work it took for Yukon's officials to push for these changes at the highest levels.
It was a Herculean effort they put forward, and we appreciate so much, and I think the tourism industry as a whole appreciates the efforts they put forward.
Yukon's Minister of Economic Development, Ranj Pillay, says his team is disappointed in White Pass's decision.
We essentially went through a series of problem solving on border issues, ensuring that we would have the ability for White Pass to come back and not have delays. And, you know, we solved those issues. So, yeah, this week it was very tough to get that news.
The Yukon government and Yukon businesses aren't the only ones that'll be impacted. White Pass partners with several Skagway-based tour companies to do combination tours that involve a train ride and other excursions like kayaking, bus rides, or bike tours. Sockeye Cycle owner Dustin Craney says he's been booking tours based on the idea that the train would run to Fraser, BC, where his company would meet passengers for a bike tour on the Klondike Highway. Now he has to issue about $10,000 in refunds.
I didn't think we had kind of any kind of guarantee from them, but we definitely have been booking tours, and I think all the indications from both kind of the cruise line partners, from White Pass and from folks locally, was that it seemed like things were coming together depending on the Canada border situation.
But all is not lost. The work done by the Yukon government has paved the way for other Skagway-based tour companies to resume their trips up the Klondike Highway to towns like Carcross, Yukon. Fears over long delays at the border kept some local companies in limbo, wondering if they'd be able to operate at all after 2 years of pandemic-related shutdowns. Those fears have been at least somewhat alleviated. Some tour companies, including Chilkoot Charters and Holland America Princess, plan to resume bus tours into Canada. Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata says he was very concerned that thousands of cruise ship passengers arriving in Skagway would end up creating bottlenecks at local establishments and an overcrowded downtown due to border restrictions.
As the season progresses, if more and more of the Yukon tour operators, the independents, can come online and offer their products to tourists, I think that's going to alleviate that bottleneck pressure and offer a really awesome opportunity for the independent tour operators to get back on their feet financially.
Pillay says a completed ArriveCan app will still be required to cross the border. However, passengers that completed the app before boarding their cruise ship won't have to update it. He also says a printout of the final QR code page from the app will be accepted at the Fraser border, as will a screenshot of that page saved on a smartphone.
We certainly welcome all those people to come up over the hill and see those great views and visit our communities.
Skagway's cruise season starts on April 26th, but things are expected to get very busy when four large cruise ships call into town on May 17th for the first time since 2019. The North Words Writers Symposium in Skagway has announced its return this summer after 2 years of pandemic-related closures. It will be a four-day event featuring Heather Lendy of Haines, the current Alaska Writer Laureate. Other prominent regional writers will be featured, as will keynote author Tommy Orange of Oakland, California. I spoke with one of the symposium's organizers, Jeff Brady, about what to expect at this summer's event. Jeff Brady, thanks so much for joining us to talk about the North Words Writer Symposium. The keynote writer for this year's event is Indigenous writer Tommy Orange. His book, which has actually been nominated for a Pulitzer Prize, it was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize, it follows a cast of characters that kind of grapple with past generations and the atrocities of what was essentially an American genocide, you know, and then how that impacts their lives moving forward as urban Native Americans. And so tell us a little bit more about Tommy Orange and the North Words Writer Symposium.
He's an Oakland, California writer, and I would dare say he is the most popular Oakland, California writer since Jack London. And Jack London has his own controversial history. We have a panel just on how to write in the shadow of Jack London, because he is, while he was a wonderful writer and storyteller, and he actually cemented the gold rush in the minds of readers the world over, there was a definite tint of racism throughout his literature. While he admired the Native people for their survival instincts and societal knowledge as well, he was still, I think, thought the white men were superior. And that's evident in his writing. So we're going to talk about that. And then how to get Native literature out in the public more, because there's so much of it being done very well right now. Tommy is a great example. Robin Wall Kimmerer with her Braiding Sweetgrass book, which is top of the bestseller list still today. At Northwards, we're always trying to find a way to make literature relevant. And we think Tommy is the perfect writer for that. There's another panel called We Are Still Here. And not only have Tommy with us, we also have an Inupiaq writer, Lorelei Ivanoff, coming down from Unalakleet. So she'll talk about, you know, how her people have survived as well. That, yeah, we're still here and we're still talking our language and we're going to write about these things. And that's really important.
Jeff Brady, thanks so much for sharing North Words with us.
Okay, you're welcome.
The North Words Writer Symposium, started in part by Skagway's former tourism director, Carlin Buckwheat Donahue, is in its 12th year as a community-organized event. It'll run from May 25th to the 28th, and participation is limited to 40 people. The cost is $395 for the immersive participation experience, but there will be at least two performance events open to the public as well. For more information or to register as a participant, visit nwriters.com. For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe to or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.